You are listening to 101.5 FM. Anzac Day is the 25th of April and is the National Day of Remembrance in Australia and New Zealand that commenced to commemorate those who served during World War I. As years went by, it was broadened to include those who lost their lives in all military and peacekeeping operations in Australia had been involved in. Today I have with me Mr. Ron Court, who has served in both the British Armed Forces and the Australian Regular Army. Ron is now the current president of the Caboolture, Moray Field and Districts RSL sub-branch, with a great team behind him, are dedicated to looking after our veterans and their families. Today, Ron is joined by Bruce Miller, Lieutenant Colonel retired and OAM. Both are in the studio today and they're here to tell us what it means to them for our vets and our service personnel here on Anzac Day. Ron, can I just start with you, please? Ron, when you were at the dawn service or taking part in an Anzac Day march, what are you feeling or what are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about the past of all our veterans who gave their life or gave something towards our service. And it's a great moment to be still, especially in the dawn, to reflect and to give thanks to those who have served and given their lives and given service. So it's with great pride that I look forward to giving something and remembering the dawn service.
All right, and thank you. Look, you are listening to 101.5 FM, and when we return, I'll shortly be speaking with Lieutenant Colonel retired Bruce Miller. You are listening to 101.5 FM, and I have with me in the studio Lieutenant Colonel retired Bruce Miller, who had a long and distinguished military career and has dedicated his retirement to family and the RSL. Bruce, can I ask you, what does it mean for Anzac Day to our families and our servicemen and women?
Yeah, thanks, Mick. This is an interesting question. I've been thinking about this the last few days. And I can't really talk for the families, but I can talk for how my family feels about it and how I feel about it. And you know, I'm the last of a line of my family who remembers, who has a grandfather who fought on Gallipoli. I had two grandfathers who fought on Gallipoli, and I know that, and I've heard their stories. And I know from the Second World War that, you know, there was my father and my mother both served in the Second World War. What the people of today don't understand is that those two wars were total wars, where the whole country, the whole nation was involved in fighting for our survival. My thoughts are with the people of the nation during those terrible days, where everybody was on rations, where everybody able people were available to fight. And it's something that the people, the kids of today, have never seen. It is a terrible thing to have been involved in, but it's something that I think has really shaped our country. And my feelings are that you know, I have so much respect for those people who, and my parents included, who went through those days. And I think, one of our objects within the RSL is to remember the sacrifices given by our predecessors. And I think that's what Anzac Day is all about. Remembering those who fought, remembering those who died, and remembering those who didn't go, but who were home feeding the remainder of the population and putting every effort they could into winning the war.
That was well said, Bruce. And I guess just to finalise, do you have any advice to our veterans who are listening to our program?
Yes, I do. You know, the RSL is here to help veterans as best we can. We're not funded by the government, but we are veterans, and it's veterans looking after veterans. So if you've got a problem, come and see us. We're here open from 9 till 2 every day, every weekday, and we're here to help you and listen to your problems. Thanks, Mick.
Oh, and thank you, gentlemen. And can I say the RSL has played a tremendous part with our return vets over the years, and thank you for that service that you give to them. You are listening to 101.5 FM, and it's Anzac Day 2024.